Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph, and we are going to start from the Mishnah back on daf Lamed on the base. Had to put in a few minutes to understand the last few lines before the Mishnah. I know I got a bunch of feedback about the Dibre Chizuk I gave one day last week, and some mentioned that maybe I should give some Dibre Chizuk for those last three, four lines before the Mishnah. But consider what I said then and now, and just got those last few lines are, just got to figure out how the machlokasim are parallel. We don't have time right now to go through it again, but we're going to start together from the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Laman Abbas. The Kulan Shahayu Bohen, Kiddushin, Ogerishin, Besafek, Hare'ilu, Atzaras, Chosos, Velo, Misyabmos. In all of them, what's all of them? The Mishnah back on Dav Beis. Part of us, what we discussed a little bit yesterday, is that in Yevamis, especially the first couple of Prakim, everything has to fit together. And we have to remember things from the past, from the all the Dafim connected. So here again, we're going back to the first Mishnah. Again, it's not as much as we have to remember right now. We're not going to get into the details again. But if you remember, the Yisod from the Mishnah Daf Beis was that if somebody has a co-wife, that is an Erva, so then that other wife is Pata from Yibam or Chalitza. That is the concept of Tsaris Erva. Says the Mishnah, if there is a kedushin or gerushin besafek, for example, let's say a man is married to three women, and then there is a kedusha suffek with an erva, so you're not sure if this woman now is a tsaris erva or just a regular wife, or the opposite. She was married to an erva, and now there was a suffek gerushin. So then those saros are suffek, whether they have to do anything or they can't even do yibum, right? If there's a tsaris erva, they have to do nothing. If they are not saris erva, they can even do yibum. So because of that suffek, we do chalitza and not yibum. So what are those cases of suffek? Ketzat suffek kiddushin. What's the case of suffek kiddushin? The Mishnah lists one case. Zorek lo kiddushin, suffek karav lo, suffek karav lo, zeu suffek kiddushin. A man throws a woman money or a shtar, kiddushin, and it's unclear whether it's closer to him or to her. That is a suffek kiddushin. What does that mean? They're standing 35 feet away from each other and they throw it in the middle and it's not close to anybody and you measure. So Rashi says no. Rashi says here we're talking about the Kinyan Dalet Amos. Kinyan Dalet Amos, last few lines of this medium lines of Rashi, there were eight Amos exactly in between the man and the woman, and the man threw the woman the kiddushin, and it was like on the border. So you're not sure if it was within his Dalet Amos, and therefore they're not married, or within her Dalet Amos, and therefore they are married. So that's the suffik. That's a case of suffik kiddushin. And therefore, if the man throws a suffik kiddushin to the erva, so you're not sure if she is, all the other women are tsaros erva now, or they're not married, and therefore the other women are regular tsaros, and there's yibam rechalitza. That's the case of suffik kiddushin, where we say chalitza is required. Big question that the Rishonim ask is that the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Yud says beferish that kinyan Dalet Amos is a kinyan derabanan. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia Yudam and Aleph, Abba Armos Shel Adam Konos Lo B'chol Makom. Why? My taima takinu rabanan to lo asi linsuye. We're going to cause fights. Once something is within Dalet Amos of somebody, we don't want somebody running in and grabbing something. It's within my Dalet Amos, it's already mine. So that's a kinyan derabanan. So the Rishonim, mostly in Maseches Gittin, towards the end, ask, so why? How could it be that this kinyan Dalet Amos could create a kiddushin daraisa? How could that be? So the Rishonim all offer different opinions. The Ron says hefker best than hefker over there. The Ramban says called the mekadesh adai the derabanan mekadesh. The special powers that the rabbis have in the context of Kiddushin. But there is another approach. And that's said by the Meiri there in Gittin, if you want to look it up, page 323. And that is to answer another question as well. Here, what does Rashi say? Bereshis HaRabim. Kinyan Dalet Amos generally does not work in Bereshis HaRabim. It only works in a simta, in an alleyway, in a semi-private area. In Bereshis HaRabim, there is no Kinyan Dalet Amos. So how could the Kinyan Dalet Amos work bichlal in Rosh Hashanah? Maybe you'd want to say it's daraisa, it only works in a simta. So says the Meiri, Shiny Gittin, maybe you can extend it to Kiddushin, but Shiny Gittin because there's not a regular Kinyan involved. That's why it can even work in a Rosh Hashanah, and maybe even work on a daraisa level, because he says it works Balkarcha. You see, it's not a regular Kinyan. So therefore, by Gittin, one would allow the rules of Dalet Amos would be different by Gittin than by other Kinyanim. Maybe because it's more of a Nesina than a Kinyan. We spoke in the past about the Ksos and Simin Reish that the Maisa Get is different. So that's why how the Meiri explains by Get. Can you extend that to Kiddushin? So some say you can't because Kiddushin is a regular kiddushin, it needs ratzon. But others say no. Kiddushin and Gerushin always have a connection. Makish Havaya Liatsiya. Once you say something by Gerushin or by Kiddushin, you could compare it to the other. So that might be another way to answer the question about how does Kinyan Dalaramas, a Kinyan Darabanan, work for a Daraisa, either Hefker Bezen Hefker, or Afkuni Rabbanan Kiddushin Bidei, the Rabbanan have special power in the world of Kiddushin, or maybe Kiyat and Kiddushin are different in that it's a different type of Kinyan. Yeah. We had cases of Suffolk Kiddushin with two sisters in terms of who died first. Those kinds of cases. You didn't remember. So that's a different type of Suffolk, right. That's a different type of, but there we also said Chalitza and Ayibam. But it's a different type of Suffolk. Okay, so so the Mishnah lists off one case of Suffolk Kiddushin. Then the Mishnah says, what about Suffolk Gerushin? So we're in the Mishnah of Lavanam Abayis, Suffolk Gerushin. So the Mishnah lists three cases of what is the case of Suffolk Gerushin. Again, which means what? A man is married to three wives. One of them happens to be an Erevah to his brother. And then he gives a Suffolk Gerushin to this woman, and then the man dies. So we're not sure whether these other wives are Tsaris Erevah, or they are just Tsaris, which be allowed to even do Yibam. So what are the three cases? So that's what Gemara is going to discuss. Suffolk Gerushin. Number one, Kasa B'Ksav Yadav Ein Olav Eidim. What if he writes the get in his own handwriting? I am divorced from you, and there are no Eidim on it. Usually you have a sofa write a get. What if it's Ksav Yad? Ksav Yad means he wrote it himself, but there are no witnesses. Is an I owe you $100. Or in this case, it's not Demominus, it's Gittin. Does that work? Does a handwritten personal notes work instead of Eidim? So that is what's called a Suffolk Gerushin. It's pretty good, but it's Ein Olav Eidim. So Rashi explains that's a get pasul midirabanan. Or Yesh Olav Eidim Vein Bosman. Or it has witnesses, but there is no date written on the get. We're going to learn later on that there is a dindirabanan that you have to write the date in a get for one of two reasons. Number two, so if you don't have a date, also that is considered a Suffolk Gerushin. And number three, Yesh Bosman Vein Bo Ela Eid Echad. It has the date, but only one witness is signed on it. Those three cases are not nothing, they're something, but they're not a complete get. So Zehu Suffolk Gerushin. These three cases are Suffolk Gerushin, and therefore we're not sure if this man was still married to the Erva at the moment of death. So therefore we make these women do Chalitza and do not allow them to Yibam and don't allow them to get off free. One other Ha'ara on the Mishnah. Important Rashi that is discussed by the other Rishonim. What is the source for Ksav Yad? Ksav Yad, what does the Mishnah say? If you have Ksav Yad and Ein Olav Eidim, that's a Suffolk. So Rashi says, first wide line, the Kaimalan, Hotzi Olav Ksav Yado, Shu Chayiv Lo, Govim and Yechasa B'nei Chorin. Just like in Dinimominus, Rashi says, if you take out a star that says, I owe you $100, that works. Even if there are no witnesses on it, if it's my own handwriting. So too, says Rashi, when it comes to Gittin. Ksav Yad, B'lo Eidim Milsehi. So ask the Nemuki Yosef, ask the other Rishonim on Rashi, how could you compare Dine Mominus to Gittin? Dine Mominus, Hodas Bal Din Kmei Eidim Tami. If I admit to something, so fine, I owe you $100. So it's as if Kmei Eidim. You don't say that by get. I could stand there from today till tomorrow. The husband and the wife both admit they're married. There aren't any witnesses. There are no witnesses. How could you compare Dine Mominus? Could be a makar for Davar Sheba Erva. So the Nemuki Yosef says, no, it's not based on that. Why does Ksav Yurk by get? Nothing to do with Dini Maminis. Time of Demilsa, the Kiva, the Chsiva, Kasavla, Hari Ksav Yado, Ke Eidim Gemurim. It's not like Hodas Baldin, and it says if you don't need Eidim, it's just a Milsa without Eidim. It's a special din by Vakasavla. The Torah formulates get that he writes the get for his wife. So that reflects to us that he could write the get, and that could take the place of Eidim and functions as Eidim, but not anything connected to Dini Mominus. Okay, there's more about that Rashi, but just to know that Machlokas, Rashi, and the Nemuki Yosef. Okay, so now we get to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah had one case of Suffolk Gerushin and three cases of Suffolk Kiddushin. So Gemara says, Vilu B'Gerushin, Suffolk Karav Lo, Suffolk Karav La Lo Katani. The Suffolk case of Gerushin in the Mishnah was not listed in the Kiddushin side. Right? We have three cases of Suffolk Kiddushin, one of Suffolk Gerushin. The Gemara is being medayik. Why isn't the case of Safi Karev Lo, the other way. Why isn't the case of Safi Kiddushin listed by Gerushin? Gerushin has three cases, Kiddushin only has one. Is that to be specific? My time, why is that? Should we say it's Lav Dafka or Dafka? Three approaches. First approach is right now, next two approaches are on Amid Beis. So keep that in mind. Number one is Rabbah. Rabbah says, Amar Rabbah, yes. It is Meduyik in our Mishnah that the case of, let's keep the case clear, Safek Karav Lo, Safek Karav La. That Safek is only listed by Kiddushin and not by Gerushin. By Gerushin, if you would have a case where a man throws his wife a get, and it's besafik, who is it close to? Meaning it's safik whether they're divorced. So we would say, forget that safik. Forget it, don't worry about that safik. Only by Kiddushin do we worry about that case of safik. By Gerushin we wouldn't. Why not? We're about to explain. But that is Shitas Rabbah, that it is bedafka. We're going to get to, if you could ready us, peek, just to know, on Laman Aleph Amid Beis, top line, Abaye is going to argue on that. Ella Amar Abaye, that's going to be number two. Three lines later, Ella Amar Rava is going to be number three. So we're going to have three different approaches how to understand this Mishnah. So number one, Amar Rabbah. Rabbah says, if you have a case, remember, the whole issue is the Erva is the one that is Suffolk married or Suffolk divorced. So says Rabbah, the case of Suffolk, Karav Lo, Suffolk, Karav Lo, by Gerushin, we would forget about. Why? Amar Rabbah, Isha Zu Becheskas Heter L'Shuk Amedes. This woman, let's say, in the case, if you would put it into Suffolk Gerushin, right? So therefore, this woman, before this whole situation happened at the Suffolk, what's the case? This woman, there are a few wives. One of them is an Erva to the brother. So without this issue of Suffolk, she would have a Heter L'Shuk. Right, because she's at Tsaras Erva. That's the Chazaka de Kidime Ikara. We're going to get into a little bit of Chazaka today. Chazaka de Meikara means the status that was true before any doubt came into the picture. So what was the status before we have any doubt here? That Tsara is fully married to Ruvain, along with other wives. Ruvain now gave a Safek Gerushin to the Tsara. So we're not sure if that works. So says Gemara, you know what? The original chazaka, the original status, is that she's fully married to the tzara, therefore the other women can marry whoever they want without anything. Misafik atabala osra. And now all of a sudden, we want to, mishum safik, say no, she can't marry anybody else. She has to do chalitza, al tasrana misafik. We're not going to ask her misafik. The chazaka de meikara, the original chazaka, is powerful enough to say that don't worry about the safek. That's a safek. Ain't safek motzi midevadai. The chazaka de meikara wins over the later doubt that comes into the picture. Yeah. What about the other three cases though? The three cases that are listed as safek gerushin, aren't those also trying to be motzi from the original chazaka? So Rashi explains no. Rashi explains those three cases about safek gerushin aren't really cases of safek. What, you gave a get, so it doesn't have the date written in it, or it has the date, doesn't, it only has one aid. Those are just bad gets. That's not a safek get. Those are gets, as Rashi calls, eimin amuvchar. That's not a regular case of safek. In a real case of safek, by gerushin, we would disregard the safek and act based on the original chazaka. So the Gemara, the Mishnah calls those safek gerushin, but really, it's not an exact lashon. Really, those are just eino min hamuvchar gittin. But says the Gemara now, so Rabbi Shita is, if you had a case of safek gerushin, that wouldn't be strong enough to uproot the chazakat k'demei kara, the original status of the heter lashuk, and therefore, that case is specifically not listed in the Mishnah. Just 2 points. I'll mention one now, then we'll continue. Interesting, we usually think of a chazaka in the world of Isser. There's a cheskas Isser. So the Akronim point out, here we have a new idea. There's a cheskas heter. So they go, it's a chazaka of heter. So that's not as common as cheskas Isser. But here, she has a cheskas heter la'olam, and therefore that's strong enough to stand over Suffolk. So then Gemara asked the obvious question, Amar le'abaya yihachi b'kiddushinami. So what about in the other case of Suffolk Kiddushin? There's also a chazaka to meikara. What's that case? Let's think about it. Suffolk Kiddushin means there are three women that are married to Reuven. None of them are erva to Shimon. All of a sudden, Reuven gave a Suffolk Kiddushin to Shimon's daughter, right, who he wants to marry. Suffolk Kiddushin. So we want to know if that's good enough. So 1 minute. Without this woman, what's the chazaka de meikara? That these women have a heter to marry Shimon, to marry the Yavam. And all of a sudden, we want to say, no, maybe they can't, because maybe they're Tsaras Erva. So why don't you say Chalitza there? Why don't you say they can marry? She's they're mutter to marry Shimon the Yavam. Name of there too. Isha zu becheskas hetul Yavam omedes. This woman has a chazaka that she's mutter to Shimon the Yavam. Umisavik adamol osra altas rana misavik. So what? So either both cases have a chazaka de meikara. So why in one case we say by gerushin the suffix is not strong enough? Why by kedushin is it strong enough? So hazam lachumra. No, we're just being machmir there in the case of gerushin. The Gemara is going to ask in 5 lines. Why are you machmir by kedushin also? But we'll ask that in a minute. But what do you mean? What do you mean lachumra? So it might be chumra da arayos. Might be just wherever you have a case of chazaka, you try to find something else, if there's something else to rely on. But either way, we're being you might as well do chalitza. You might as well do chalitza in that case. Again, so what are we up to now? The Mishnah says, in a case of Safek Gerushin, you don't have to worry about the case of Safek at all, but by Safek Kiddushin, you do chalitza, just in case. Yeah. Safek Gerushin, and therefore that it's considered that he's married to the Tzara, therefore they get off, they don't even need Chalitza. They can marry anybody, because they're considered Tzara's Erva by Safek Gerushin. Okay? Good. There is just one other Hara to make, and then we'll continue. There is a discussion in the Achronim, we've discussed this a number of times, and that is generally how do Chazakas work. How does chazaka work? You know, if there is anytime there's a doubt in halacha, and the Torah says, act in this way because of the doubt. Is that because we know for sure what we call birur? Because the Torah says that there is a doubt, you act this way, and then we assume this is the halacha. For example, a dini mamonis, many say it's a birur. If I'm holding a shirt, I'm wearing a shirt. You come over to me and say, that's my shirt, give me my shirt. I said, it's my shirt, what are you talking about? Give me my shirt! It's my shirt. So what do we say? Hamotzi mechaveir olav araya. You want the shirt off of me, so you have to bring a proof. And if you don't, I get to keep it. But not just I get to keep it. We assume it's my shirt, unless you bring a proof. That's called a birur. It's clarity. That chazaka of the person holding it, that's called birur. But then there's another type of rules, what we do in a case of safek. For example, by tumah and tahara. There's rules, if you have a safek by tumah, and tahara is a tameh, is a tahar. So we say, if it's in the street, so then it's one din, it's tahar. If it's in your backyard, in Rishas HaYachid, it's tahar. It's tameh. If it's in the street, it's tahar. If it's in your backyard, it's tameh. Is that because every doubt in the street is tahar and every doubt in your backyard? No! That's a kind of acting which we would call hachra. The Torah says to be machriya this way, to rule this way, but not for sure that it is clarity. We don't know, but the Torah has to give you rules what to do in cases of doubt. That is a general discussion by many rules, by chazaka, by rove, by many dinim, by safek. It's specifically discussed by chazaka de meikara, where you have there are many types of chazaka. What are we talking about here? An original chazaka. Is that birur? So what would you say is birur? We're okay? Okay, we all plugged in there? What does birur mean? Birur in this context would mean that the original chazaka is, if it was, it must be that continued. That's how you would formulate the birur approach by chazaka de meikara. If it originally was, it must be that it continues and it still existed or even still exists. Mashenki and hachra, that would mean no. Chazaka de meikara means it originally was that way. We don't know if it's now. But you know what? You might as well say that because we don't know. We don't know otherwise. That's specifically discussed by the Shev Shmeitzer regarding chazaka de meikara. Is that birur or is that hachra? Okay, we'll continue now because we have much to do today. Says, so we're up to 6 lines from the bottom. We just said, okay, let's get back to the context. The Rabbi Shita is, which we're going to discuss on the whole of Amud Aleph today, that the Mishnah specifically left out the case of Safek Karav Lo by Gerushin, and only mentioned it by Kiddushin, because if you had it by Gerushin, you wouldn't have to worry about it at all. You would just go by the Chazaka Demei Kara, she wouldn't have to Chalitza. She can marry whoever she wants. The Gemara says, so what's the difference? In both cases, the case of Safek. So the Gemara says, no, we're Machmir. We just say L'chumra when it comes to the case of Safek Kiddushin. Says the Gemara, that's a Chumra. Hai Chumra da'asik l'idei kulahu. That's a very dangerous Chumra because it can lead to a Kula. How can it lead to a Kula? As follows. What's the case? Let's get the case clear in our heads. The case is a case of Safek Kiddushin, meaning A man is married, Reuven is married to three wives. And then he throws Kiddushin to his niece, to Shimon's daughter. And you're not sure if they're married, and all of a sudden Reuven dies. So we're not sure, now these women fall to Shimon, so we're not sure if these women could just marry anybody they want, because they're Tsarist Erva, or they're not married, Reuven was never married to Shimon's daughter, and these women have to do Chalitza. So we're not sure. So the Mishnah says, you know what, might as well do Chalitza. Just do Chalitza. So the Gemara says, that's a Chumrah, do Chalitza. That can lead to that, that could have terrible consequences. How? Zimnin da'azul hu, umakadish lo la'achos ha'kidushe vadai. You know what Reuven's going to do before he dies? He's going to think maybe, you know, he's going to go marry the sister of the woman he tried to marry. Right, the sister. And that marriage really is significant because the first one was only Kiddushei Safek. But he's going to do it. He's going to try to marry her. Or, V'inami zinan da'asa acher u'makadish lo ledida Kiddushei Vadai. Or somebody else is going to try to marry this woman who had Safek Kiddushin. And really, in both those cases, the second marriage is significant because the first one was only a Safek. And yet, V'kivan da'asa l'amayla tzar li'evume. But because we do not allow the other women that Reuven was married to do Yibam to Shimon, you know what people are going to think? No Yibam? Wow, it must be that the first marriage was a good marriage. First marriage was a good marriage? Oh, the second marriage is nothing. Second marriage is nothing, so then this woman is going to think that, the second woman is going to think that she's not married at all, and she'll go marry somebody else. Amri, Dekama Kedushin, Abbasu Olav Kedushin. People are going to say, Rachmana Litzlan, that the first marriage was a good marriage, because after all, we're not allowing Yibam to be done. And the second marriage is nothing. Well, we know in truth, the first one was suffix, the second one was a full marriage. Could lead to mamzerus problems, could lead to many issues. So the Gemara says, how could you allow that? How could you not allow Yibam? Won't people be misled to thinking that the first one was a good marriage if you make them do Chalitza? If you don't allow them to do Yibam? Says the Gemara, no, there's no danger. Why? Kiva de kamatzrach is Chalitza. You're not letting the women, in this case of Savik Kiddushin, you're not letting them marry out, which would be the real case if they were married to this Erva. If this marriage really took place, they would be Tsaris Erva, and then they can marry anybody without Yibam or Chalitza. But we're making them do Chalitza. So there's no worry that they're gonna think the first marriage is a full marriage, because we still require Chalitza. We're going to get to that right now. The Gemara is going to ask back and forth. Ihaki, so we just said Gerishinami. So you just said, oh, we're being extra machmer by the case of Savik Kedushin. Why wouldn't it be extra machmer by the case of Savik Gerishin? So we say the same thing by Chalitza. Be extra machmer, throw in Chalitza. So the Gemara says, no. You know what's dangerous? Im'ata omer choletzas misyabemes. As we've had before a number of times. No, because if we make them do Chalitza, people might come to do Yibam. If people come to do Yibam, that's wrong. That can't be. So Achanami Mazat Ata Omer Choletz Misyabemes. Again, what's the difference between the two cases? In one case we say, make them do Chalitza, in one case we don't. So we say, oh, we don't want to because Chalitza might lead to Yibam. So in the case we do Chalitza, again, we might lead to Yibam. What's the difference? Gemara answers, Vitis Yabem, Ve'em Bekachlum, Achazoka Kakaima. What does that mean? Let's think about the cases. Again, it's not hard. Let's just have the cases in our heads. In the case of Safek Gerushin, says the Mishnah, we can't just make them do Chalitza. You know, it might as well, because that might lead to Yibam, and in that case, that'll be tragic. Why? Because what's the case of Safek Gerushin? Up until today, these women and the Erva are married to the same husband. So up until today, these women should be able to marry out. Why? Because they're Tsarist Erva. And let's say they would do Yibam. What would happen if they do Yibam? That's an Isser Kares. That's Tsaris Erva. That's an Isser Kares. So we're not going to do anything that might lead them to do Yibam. So we're not going to say do Chalitza in that case, because Chalitza might lead to Yibam, and Yibam would be an Isser Kares. But what about in the case of Savik Kiddushin? What's the worst that's going to happen? By Savik Kiddushin, up until today, they can marry the Yavam. So now it's a question whether the Erva is married to them, it's a Savik Kiddushin, but up until today, the Chazaka is they can marry the Yavam. They can marry the Yavam, so we rely on the first Chazaka. Not a problem. That's the Gemara's answer. There's more of a danger in the case of Safek Gerushin, because if Yibam takes place there, the original Chazaka says this is an Isser Krisus. So we don't want to do Chalitza, which will lead to Yibam then. But in the case of Safek Gerushin, so then in that case, the Chazaka de Me'ikara is that he can marry the Yavam. There is no Isser Krisus, and therefore that's enough to say that we're not worried if Yibam actually takes place. Period.
The whole assembly is premised on the fact that we don't allow Yibam, so we make Chalitza.
asked the Tosfos Yishanim your question, but we had many cases so far that you say du chalitza na yibam. We never said this before that we're worried that that you're going to end up doing yibam. Top Tosfos Yishanim. So Tosfos Yishanim says yesh lomar. In all those cases, there was an iser drabanan to do yibam. So we say, you know what, du chalitza. So what would happen if you would do yibam? Nishkefelach. It's still only an iser drabanan at most. Here it's mamish a suffik daraisa. This is much different. All those cases, Yishlomer, Tahasam Nami, Enes, or Liyabe, Mel Midrabanan. They've got this Yabe, Mekaklum. We're not so worried about it. Here, it's different than all those cases. So this is a Suffolk Daraisa. By Suffolk Daraisa, that's where we have a Chashash, that if even takes place, it might have worse consequences. Period. Next, Eisve Abaya. Abaya asks as follows. Mishnah later on. Interesting Mishnah. Nafal Abaya Salav Abbas Echov. Shimon, Reuben and Shimon are brothers. Reuben is married to Shimon's daughter, like the case that we've always spoken about. And all of a sudden, Shimon hears that there was a terrible accident. His brother and his brother's wife, who happens to be his daughter, died in a building collapse. And they don't know who died first. So what's the nafkamina? They're both dead. So the nafkamina is, if Reuben's wife died first, so then Reuven's other wives are not Tsaras Erva at the moment of death, and then they could do Yibam or Chalitza to Shimon. If Reuven died first, so then at the moment of death, all the other wives were Tsaras Erva, and they can marry anybody without Yibam or Chalitza. So you don't know what happened. So there's, again, he was married to an Erva, and there's a suffix whether that was uprooted. We're okay? Nafal Abayis Alava, so this says the Gemara. Nafal abayis alav v'albas achiv ve'en yadua eza mehen meis rishon. If the house falls on him and his niece, abas achiv, meaning his wife, ve'en yadua, you don't know who died first. So you do chalitza, you're not sure what to do. You're not going to allow yibum. Not sure what to do, so you do chalitza. So asks the Gemara, amai hachanami neima ishazu b'cheskes hetel l'shuk omedes u'misafik atabal osur al tazrani misafik. This is the exact parallel case to our Mishnah in the Safek Gerushin. Why? What's the parallel? In both cases, he's married to an erva with other women, and you're not sure whether that marriage was undone before he died. Undone by Gerushin, undone by a building collapse. You're not sure whether the woman was divorced, our Mishnah, or died. The Mishnah that's quoted, the source that's quoted here, you're not sure. So why does our Mishnah say you don't have to worry about the suffix at all? You rely on the original Chazaka, and she can marry anybody without Yivam or Chalitza. And this Mishnah over here, which requires Chalitza, that's the question. Answers the Gemara, v'chitemach and amil chumra. And if you want to say there also, we'll go, oh, it's just an extra chumra, but chumra das lede kulahu, again, but it's a chumra which could lead to a kula. Shim ata omer choletza misyabemes. Because chalitza can always lead to yibam, and in this case, if you allow chalitza, which will lead to yibam, it is a possibility that it is chayvi krisus. Because up until this day, the original chazaka was that it is a tsaras erva. Question. So Gemara has two answers. Number one, Gerushin dishchichi gazru b'hu rabbanon, mapolos lo shchichi lo gazru b'hu rabbanon. Gerushin, which is common, where goes there not to allow chalitza. Where goes there not to allow chalitza, which will lead to yibum, and therefore, that's a common, and we're really worried in that case. But a building collapse, a mapolos, lo shchichi, that's not so shchiach, so we're not goes there not to allow chalitza. Again, the Rishash says the whole chalitza is drabanan. So what do we go as a chalitza in the first place? But either way, says the way the Rishon, the Ritva here says it, that's how this line is understood. Again, in the Gerushin case, in our Mishnah case, it's a common type of case, and therefore, the rabbanan are goes there not to allow chalitza, which would lead to yibum, which would have tragic consequences. But by mapoles, it's not so shchiach. So you could have the din drabanan of requiring chalitza, where not goes there not to allow it, because it might lead to yibum. Answer one, to be machalik, inami. Second answer, gerushin dekaima. What's the case of gerushin? Let's think about it. Again, the case of Safi gerushin. Reuven is married to a number of women, including an erva to Shimon. And he gives Safi gerushin to this erva that's standing there. What are we going to say? This erva is staring at us in the face. She's standing there. And yet, what are we going to say? The other women require chalitza. That's the potential question. So, you know, what are people going to say when they see that? This erva staring at here. You need chalitza? It must be, says the Gemara, gerushin to kaima erva to kamuchach. the Arab is standing there, and you're requiring to do chalitza, Amri, come of Arabana Begita to get to Mal Yehu. It must be that it was a good get. And that will lead to Yibum. Because the Tzara stare got you in the face. You know this Tzara was married to him yesterday. And now you're saying the other women require chalitza? People are going to say, you know what? It must be a good get. And therefore, you really might come to do Yibum in that case. But the case of a building collapse, Mapoles, Mibikamabu Rabbanab Mapoles, are people going to really say, oh, the rabbis figured out who died first? No, everybody knows, no, but everybody knows it's a suffix. Rashi has a great line here. Elu hadayanim hamatzrich mosach chalitza neviim heim? Are people going to say the rabbis are prophets? Right? Then everybody's going to know it's a suffix. So people aren't going to, they see a chalitza. They're not going to say, oh, chalitza, they must be sure that it's going to lead to Yibum. So therefore, that's why there is no problem with having chalitza here, even though there's no chalitza in the Mishnah. Period. Okay, so now we go right by the Gabi Gershon. We got to the period right before the Gabi Gershon. Says the Gemara, we're about to ask a Mefurish Mishnah against Rabbah. So the Ritva says, sometimes the Gemara leaves the strongest question for last. Doesn't know, they ask a few questions, Svara, no, okay, you're wrong, because it's Mefurish Mishnah against you. That's what we're about to ask now. Again, what was Rabbah's Shita? Rabbah's Shita is that the Mishnah is Bedafka. The Mishnah lists one case of Safek Kiddushin, three of Safek Gerushin. The case of Safek Kiddushin is not true by Safek Gerushin. That was Rabbah's Shita, which we're going to have two other opinions in Amud Beis. But that we're all within Rabbah's Shita right now. Says the Gemara, Rabbah, that's wrong. We got Begerushin, Milo Tanan. The Mishnah in Gittin says, Mefurish, that is called the Safek Gerushin. But Hatanan, the Mishnah says there, Haisa, Omed, the Mishnah's a Rabbin. She's standing in Mishnah's a Rabbin. Vizarku la karav la, and the man throws a get to his wife. Karav la Megureshes, if it's closer to her, she's divorced. Karav la ina Megureshes, closer to him, not divorced. Mechzal mechza Megureshes. And if it's unclear, Megureshes, Ve'ina Megureshes, it's a Safek. Divorce, not divorce. Yerbino my Hilchasa, L'may Nafgamina, is it a Safek Gerushin? Di Kohen Hu Asura Lei. Number one, if he is a Kohen, then he's not allowed to remarry her. Because we assume that maybe it is a good get, and therefore she is a Grusha. And a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha. Or, V'Ervahi, the one that's important for us, if she is an Erva, Tsarasa by Chalitza. And if she is an Erva, then the other women would require chalitza, because you assume that maybe it is a good get. V'lo amrinan, shimata omer choletza misyabemes. And you see, we're not worried about that chash, that chalitza malit yibam. So it's a mefurish Mishnah against Rabbah's understanding of our Mishnah. Rabbah says that in the case of Safik Karavla, you would not require chalitza in the case of get. And that Mishnah says mefurish you do. So, stira, kasha on Rabbah. Answers the Gemara, no, there's a big difference. There's a difference between our Mishnah and that Mishnah over there in Gittin. And this gets us into some Shas topics. Ha'id mer Allah, Rabbi Rav Yosef Damri Shavayu, there's a difference in the cases. Ha'cha b'tshrei kita eidem askinan. Over here, what are we talking about? We're talking about what's called treyu trey. There are two groups of eidem. Two eidem say it was closer to him. Two eidem say it was closer to her. Achas omer es karav lo, achas omer es karav lo. Dahavi le sveika d'oraisa. In that case, it's a suffake d'oraisa. What does that mean? Let's just finish the line, then we'll explain it. That's the case over there in the Mishnah in Gittin. It's treyu trey. Umasisan dahacha b'kas achas. Dahavi le sveika d'rabanam. But in our Mishnah, it's one kat. What does that mean? Let's go with Rashi for now. It's two people. One of them says it was closer to him. One of them says it's closer to her. That is only a suffake d'rabanan, and therefore it's different. So what are we talking about here? What's the difference? The way the Rishonim explained it is as follows. Where you have, or the Achronim more of this, treyu trey. Let's say you have two witnesses that contradict each other. Two say yes, two say no. So do they cancel each other out, and you're back to square one? Treyu trey, that's what treyu trey sveika, there's a shita that we're going to have later on in the Gemara that holds that. Treyu trey sveika d'rabanan. That means they cancel each other out, and you're back to square one. Two people say Reuven killed Shimon, two people say Reuven didn't kill Shimon, so you don't know anything. But then, there's a Shita, which the Gemara is saying here, Treyu Trey Sveika D'Oraisa. What does that mean? It's not canceling each other out, but it's what we would call a stalemate. You're stuck! You're not back to what you were before. Each kat has significance, but you're stuck, you don't know what to do. What's the difference between the two ideas? Could you rely on the earlier Chazakah? Could you rely on the Chazakah de Meikara? If you say that they cancel each other out, then you could go back to the Chazakah de Meikara, because there's nothing here anymore. But if you say it's a stalemate, Trei Yitrei Chazaka Daraisa, stalemate, what the Ritva here calls a din safek. It's not a chumra, it's a din safek. So then you can't go back to the original Chazaka because you have these two witnesses that are stuck here. So now let's fit it back into the Gemara. So what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara is asking a stira on Rabbah. Why in that Mishnah over there in Gittin does it say that you require chalitza in the case of Safek Gerishin, while our Mishnah, Rabbah, interprets that you don't need chalitza? Says the Gemara, simple difference. In our Mishnah, there's only two witnesses. Well, let's go to the other one first. In the Mishnah in Gittin, it's Trei Utrei. It's two groups of witnesses arguing. So you can't go back to the original Chazaka and say, you know what? The original Chazaka is that they were married, Tsaris Erva, go scot-free. You can't do that over there. Because it's Trei Utrei. There's a stalemate. There's a stalemate now. You can't go back to the original Chazaka because there's a machlokas here. So that's why you need chalitza. In our Mishnah, it's only one group of witnesses. It's one against one. One against one, so then they cancel each other out. And therefore, you could go back to the original chazaka and let the woman get off scot-free. And she wouldn't require chalitza. So the answer for Rabbah is, the difference between the two Mishnayos is, one case is two groups of witnesses, one case is one group of witnesses. That's the answer to the stira. Okay? You got a Trei Utrei versus Chad. There is a Rashbah, which asks on Rashi, according to Rashi, what is our Mishnah saying? It's one against one. Ask the Rashbah, one against one? That's nothing. One against one. Even if you don't have one against one, let's just have one. Here we throw him out of Beis Din. What's Rashi talking about? Eid Echad Bahachasha. If you don't have anybody arguing, if you have one witness that says, oh, it's closer to her, you say goodbye. You need two witnesses. What do you mean, Eid? So the Rashba says, he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. It doesn't, no. One group doesn't mean one against one. One group means there's only two witnesses, and they themselves aren't sure. That's got to say the case of one group. It doesn't mean one against one. Because one say, no, it's nothing, says the Rashba. You don't even need the guy arguing with him. What's the both of you? Both. So right, so it must be that there is one group that they're both not sure.
It sounds like Chazaka in this case would be acting as a birur.
Would Chazaka be acting as a birur in a case of where there's no stalemate?
No, where there is a stalemate. The fact that
where there is a stalemate,
it won't let you continue. If you said birur,
meaning it won't let you continue, that means if we would rely on it, it would be a birur. That's why we don't rely on it.
Right.
Okay, maybe. Okay, let's continue. Says, but the Ritva has a beautiful lashon here, if you have time to look at it, about the difference between stalemate versus canceling. Obviously, he's not talking in English, but that's how we would formulate it. Says the Gemara, Vaiter, how do we know that our Mishnah is talking about one group of witnesses? How do we know that? Dumi di kiddushin. No, because we would compare it to kiddushin, the other half of the Mishnah. Ma kiddushin b'kas achas, afa gershin b'kas achas. Just like the case of kiddushin is only one group, so to gershin. So Gemara says, how do you know kiddushin? Kiddushin gufayu, mimai di b'kas achas. Even the case of savi kiddushin, how do you know it's talking about one group? Dilma b'beis kide edim. How do you know it's about two groups? How do you know it's about one group? Maybe it's about two groups of edim. Says the Gemara, no, I b'beis kite edim, tesya b'beim b'kachlum. If there are two people saying, if there is one group of witnesses saying that she's married, for sure, let her do yibum, b'beim b'kachlum. If there are two witnesses that say that she's married so then for sure you would say, you would trust them. He says, what do you mean? There are two witnesses that say the other side also. But there are two other witnesses that say it's closer to her and therefore she's divorced. So what do you mean if there are two groups on one side? There would be a machlokas. So how do you know, the Gemara is stuck now, how do you know that our Mishnah is about one group of witnesses and not two? And now the Gemara says maybe we should reject the whole idea. Visu, b'shteki te'edem nami, sveke d'rabanani. Maybe if there's two against two, it's not a stalemate. Maybe they do cancel each other out. Maybe two against two also are just like, you know, you cancel each other, then you can rely on the chazaka also. That's a machlokas over there. Whether trey, sveikah d'rabbanan or sveikah d'oraisa, stalemate or canceling. Machlokas. The Gemara says, how do you even know that the whole principle would work? The amrinan uki trey labahadei trey, we would say two against two, v'icha opa chazaka. Maybe you should go back to the original chazaka. So again, we totally don't have any more answer to how Rabbah could explain the Mishnayos. Where do you see that two against two could be canceled out sometimes and you can rely on the original chazaka? From the following case. Midi dahavi anichsei di barshatya, like the case of barshatya. The barshatya zavanichsei. Barshatya sold some property. Asu beitrei, the amri. Two people came and said, kshu chalam zavin. He sold the property when he was sane. He was in proper mind. And two other people say, no, he sold it when he was a shote, when he was mentally unstable. So what do you do? So he wants his property back. So what's the halacha? The Amar Ravashi, Uki Shrei Lahadi Trey, two against two, the Ara Ukma'a Becheskas Barshatia. And the land stays with Barshatia, meaning two against two, and you still go back to the original Chazaka, which shows Trey Trey Sveikit de Rabbanan. So, end of question. We do not have an answer for Rabbah. And therefore, we reject Rabbah. Again, Rabbah's approach, so we've done so far the whole day, is that in our Mishnah lists one case of Safek Kiddushin, three of Safek Gerushin. Rabbah held the case of Safek Gerushin, the case of Safek Kiddushin would not be true in the Gerushin case. So now we're rejecting that. We're rejecting that whole approach, and we're going, following a different different path. Just by the way, the Karen Ora points out, there's a big chiddush that we're comparing Dini Mamonis here to Isurim. We're bringing a raya from Barshatia to explain Gin and Kiddushin. They're not so pashit. But anyway, the Karen Ora makes that Ha'ara. We're comparing different contexts of Halacha in that line. Either way, Ella always means a new approach. Ella Amar Abaya, this is number two. Abaya says, Yagid Olav Re'o. Right, pasuk from Eov. His friend testifies about him. Meaning, Tana b'kiddushin v'huadin l'gerushin, Tana b'gerushin v'huadin l'kiddushin. Lav dafka, each one lists cases, there are three listed by gerushin and one by kiddushin, but really, they all apply to each other. The case of Savik Karev Lo, Savik Karev La, the case you threw the gate, you don't know who is closer to, that would also apply to both cases. An important Tosfos that I forgot to do. A Tosfos on top. Tiber Maskel Va'ara. Where Tosfos says, going back to the Barshatia case for a moment. What was the case? Two witnesses says he was sane. Two witnesses say that he wasn't sane. So you leave it by him. Ask Tosfos that there's a Gemara in Kiddushin Baba Basra that says, if you're not sure if somebody was a Shchiv Mira at the moment that he said something, and then he got better. Right? Im barihu alav lahavirai sheshchimira haya. Vim shchimira hu v'chulu. Says Tosfos, if you don't know if a person was a shchimira, a man on his deathbed, who has more flexibility in terms of his kinyanim, or you don't know if he was healthy, you look at him right now. What is he right now? If you look at him right now, you assume a chazaka dahashta, right now is what he was, unless you know otherwise. You go by chazaka dahashta. So ask Tosfos, why in our case do we go by chazaka dameikara? Maybe you should go by chazaka dahashta. What wins? The original state? Or the present state. So says Tosfos, an important line for the principle of Chazaka Dahashta, Kivan Chidarko Lios Itim Chalim the Itim Shote Lo Shayach Laha Amido Achazaka Kemoshi Huata. There's no such thing, says Tosfos, as a present state Chazaka if he keeps going back and forth. This is somebody who keeps going. Barshatia was a guy who keeps going in and out of sanity. Sometimes he's Chola, sometimes Shote. So you can't pick one moment in time then. That's not fair. If you know he's going to go back, you know, to becoming a shoter, becoming a cholim, then there is no chazaka dahashta in that case. Chazaka dahashta means if there's a present state that you think is going to stay. Then you could use that status as an important barometer in halacha. But if he keeps going back and forth, then there's no such thing as chazaka dahashta. So that's the yesod that Tosfos tells us in Dibur Maskel Da'ara. Okay, now let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, according to Abaya, our Mishnah, all the cases are one. Kiddushin cases, Gittin cases, throw everything in together. So Amalei Rava, 1 minute. Im Yagad Alav Reyo, Maizeo Detani. Rava says, but the Mishnah says, besides the cases, the Mishnah, if you look back, the Mishnah says, Zehu Safek Kiddushin, Zehu Safek Gerushin, which sounds like it's being specific. It sounds like something is being excluded. This is the case of Safek Kiddushin or Safek Gerushin. So how can you just throw them all together? So it says Rava, Ela Amar Rava, answer number three, the final one, no. Kolsha Yesh B'Kiddushin Yesh B'Gerushin. In one direction is Lav Dafka. Anything that's in Kiddushin is also in Gerushin, meaning Gerushin, all four cases apply to Gerushin. But, the Yesh B'Gerushin Mashen B'Kiddushin, but there is one of the three cases about Gerushin that does not apply to the Safek Kiddushin case. The Zehu de Gerushin Lav Dafka. And the Zehu by Gerushin, when it says, this is Safek Gerushin, that one is not Dafka, because all the other cases, the other case of Kiddushin applies to Gerushin as well. Ela Mishum de Tana Zehu B'Kiddushin, Tana Nami Zehu B'Gerushin. It throws it in by Gerushin because it wants to be parallel to the Kiddushin one. But really, all the cases apply to Gerushin, but one of the cases does not apply to Kiddushin. Which one? Zeo tekidushin lemute mai, lemute zman, deleka bekidushin. Excluding zman, the date. If somebody gets married through a shtar, harei mukudesh asli, we do through with money today, or with shava kesef. But if somebody gets married through a shtar, you don't need a date on that shtar. Harei mukudesh asli, you need a date on a get. You don't need a date on a shtar kiddushin. So therefore, that case in the Mishnah, that if you get married without suffik kiddushin, if you don't have a date, that's not a problem. Because there's no din to have a date on the shtar kiddushin. Period. Umibnei malo tignu zman v'kiddushin. Why not? Why is there a din to have a date in a get and not a date on a shtar kiddushin? So, just to introduce the following line, the Gemara in Maseches Gittin lists two reasons why we have to have a date on a get. Number one is called Mishum Peros. What's Mishum Peros? There are certain properties that a woman brings into the marriage that the husband is allowed to, let's say the woman brings in a forest, an orchard. So he's allowed to eat fruit from that field until the date of divorce. Once they get divorced, then it's hers. He can't eat anymore. If you don't have a date in the get, so you know what's going to happen? There's going to be big machloksim. He's going to say, she's going to say, he ate from all my fruit. He says, oh, we weren't divorced yet. She's going to say, oh, yes, we were divorced. No, whole machlokes. Chazal say, you know what? Put a date in the get. So we know exactly when the get was given. Number one reason, Mishum Peros. Second reason why there's a date in the get, let's say a man is married to his niece. That's the case that the Gemara talks about. And he loves his niece. It's a family, it's a blood relative. And let's say his niece is Mizana. She's Mizana. And Edom come to court and say that she's an Eshizish Zinsa. So the husband says, you know what? Oh, yeah, she's going to die on my account. I'm going to give her a get and predate it. Or I'm going to say, you know what? She was divorced already. She wasn't an Eshizish Zinsa. So we're worried that he's going to give a get and say that she was divorced already. That's called Mechapa Albasachoso. He's going to cover up for his niece. So that's why with Chazal say, write a date in the get. You can't predate. You can't say it was done earlier. Write a date in the get. So therefore, there can't be any funny business by the get. Those are the two reasons why the Gemara in Gittin Yudches says, Yudches, Yudzayin, around there, why it's talked about there, the main Gemara, Rashi quotes is Chavav, why there's a Zman written in the get. So now the Gemara says, what about by Ishtar Kiddushin? Do any of those reasons apply to Ishtar Kiddushin? Yeah? What do you mean? If she's holding her get, she can remarry somebody.
So if she got remarried, the question is, when did that happen?
Okay, but either way, you're not going to get remarried until she has the get. That's the assumption. So we're worried about past issues, not future issues. Yeah? So if there was no date, we might go according to Chazaka, right? Which by Ashes Ish, which would mean the Gemara's going to talk about that. She's going to die. And by Peros would mean that the husband doesn't have to pay back for the money. So says the Gemara. So Hani Chalaman Darem Shem Peirei Arusin Lestei Peirei. So according to the reason of Peros, the first reason we mentioned, which is the reason for the Zman by Get, so then it's fine. There's no reason to have Zman, to have the date written by Kiddushin, because a man doesn't start eating the fruit until marriage, Nisuin. So therefore, there's no reason, if that's the reason that there's a date by get, then it works out why there is no date by Ishtar Kiddushin. Elamanda Amar Mishan Basachoso Liskin Zman. But according to the other reason, that he's going to try to cover up so his niece is not killed, so then that should apply by Kiddushin too. Because what's he going to try to do? He's going to try to say they weren't married yet. Right? And therefore, she was Mizana before they were married. So there we should have the Takana of Zman by Kiddushin. Says the Gemara, you're right. But Mishum Diika the Makadish Bakaspa, Bika the Makadish Bishtara, or Tikkun Rabbanan Zman. After all, if they got married with money, then there's no date at all. So in many cases you don't have a choice in the matter. So because in many cases you don't have a choice in the matter, so we just say, you know what, we're not gonna make a takana here at all. Amar Leir of Acha Braid of Yosef Ravashi, ay, Boha Avda, Daika Takani Bakaspa, Vika Bishtara, Vitikan Rabbanan Zman. When you buy an Eved, you could buy an Eved through Kesef or Shtar. And Kesef obviously doesn't have a date, and yet you have to write a date in the shtar that you buy an eved with. So therefore, why by Kiddushin do we just throw it out and we don't require it by shtar Kiddushin? Says the Gemara, no. Hasam, ruba b'shtara, hacha ruba b'kaspa. Most people get married with money. So you go by the rov. So that's why shtar, there's a problem by shtar, don't worry about it. By eved, most people buy an eved through a shtar. So that's why you go by the rov and you fix up the majority, the major way of getting of buying the eved, and therefore that's why you fix up the shtar problem.
He asked the same question before. What's the two shtar?
Right, there's no misa by an eved, but shtaros, between shtar isha and get isha and kedusha isha, there's a lot of gzeira shavas. And that is really one world. La la me isha, the gzeira shava talks about, you learn darke kinyanim by gittin and the shtar shichur. So that already is has precedent for the connection. So number one answer, why there's no zman by, there's no date have to be written in the Shtar Kiddushin, is because most people get married with money, and you go by the rove, number one. Number two, Ibai Yaseima Mishum Dolo Efshar. Second answer is that, because you don't have a choice, it's not going to help if you write a date by a Shtar Kiddushin. Why? Hey, Levit, who's going to hold on to the Shtar Kiddushin? Lin Chagabi Di Da Makale. You leave it by her, she's going to erase the date. She's going to write the date. So how is it going to help to write the date? Write it, leave it by him. Again, maybe it's going to be your niece, and he's going to also cover it up. And he's not going to want her to die. If you want to leave it by the witnesses, this is a huge discussion we're going to have at the beginning of tomorrow morning. Please come on time at 6:10. The next two lines, huge. Listen. If the witnesses remember, even without the shtar, they don't have to write this man by get. They'll tell you exactly when the marriage took place. The ilo, and if they don't remember except by looking in the shtar, zimnin dechazu miksava, they'll look at what they wrote, the asu misahadi, and then they will testify based on their reading, their document, but not based on what they actually remember. And the Torah says, Mipihem, you have to listen to the words of the Edom, v'lo mipiksavam, and not mipiksavam, which sounds like you can't testify based on documents. Right? You have to testify based on the Maisa. Let me just finish for a minute. And therefore, that's why you don't, who are you going to leave the get? You can't have Zman by Kiddushin. If you live it by him or by her, they're going to erase it. If you live it by the Edom, it can lead to problems. Either they'll remember without the shtar, and if they need the shtar to remember, it's going to cause problems. So let's just finish first. That law in Mipim and Piksavam is, there's tons to talk about. Hopefully we'll talk about it first thing tomorrow morning. How does the whole concept of a shtar work? Mipim and Piksavam. How do you write a shtar? What's the difference? The Rambam, the Balamar, everybody. What's the difference between a shtar and this problem of Mipim and Piksavam? Could Adam write down testimony and send it to court? Tosis is discussion here. These are all discussions about BPM over Piksavam. But either way, let's first finish the Gemara. Ihachi Bigerishin Namine Mahachi. We have all these potential problems. Don't write the date in the Shtar Kiddushin because it's you don't know who you're going to leave it by. He's going to erase it. She's going to erase it. So by get too. Aren't they going to erase it there too? You have the same shashos by get. So why then do we make them write a Zman by a get? Write the date in the get, not in Kiddushin. Don't you have the same potential problems? Answers the Gemara, no. Hasam lahatzala dida ka'asi, hacha lechova dida ka'asi. There's a big difference. Machlokas Rashi Tosas, what does this line mean? Rashi says it means, no, what was the original chazaka? By Kiddushin, the original chazaka is that she's not married. That she's not married yet. So she'll play around with the Shtar Kiddushin because the chazaka, the makar, that she's not married, so she's not going to be an Eishes Zinsa. If you don't know, if you're Basafik, you're not going to kill her. By get, the chazak is that she's an Ashes Ish. If she's an Ashes Ish, then she's not going to play around with the get, because she's going to have to bring a raya that she wasn't married. So that's why she's going to want to guard it very carefully. That's why by get, we say, you know what? It will help to write a date in it, because she's going to be very careful with her get. Masha'enke, when it comes to Rashi, to Kiddushin, because the chazak is that she's not married yet. That's Rashi. Tosfos says, nothing to do with chazakas. Tosfos just says, people are scared of gittin. People take gittin very seriously. She's not going to fool around with her get because she knows she's not going to be able to be remarried without this get. She's not going to try to erase things. She's not going to fool around with the get, says Tosis, because she knows this is serious. Shtar Kiddushin? No, beforehand. No, people don't take it as seriously, so we are worried that they might do some erasing. That's Tosis, the Ramaskal Lahatzala. But again, tomorrow, what we have to get back to is Mipim Lomi Pik Savam, and there's also Tosis, the Ramaskal Lamute, also is an important Tosis. Yeah.
We're
not choshes that she's going to predate it because she's not a sofer. She can't rewrite it. The only issue is we're erasing it. Right, that's what we say. No, because we're not worried that she's going to erase it by get, according to Rashi, because let's say there's no dates. What are we going to assume if there's no dates? We're going to assume that she was married until the latest moment. That was the original status, so she doesn't want that. By Kiddushin, the original chazaka is that she wasn't married. So that's why there's a difference.